He's kicking.
It really is. I could not understand why it did not become a bigger hit.
Yeah, because I've never heard it before. Mm-hmm. I mean, not because I didn't hear it before. There's lots of great music I haven't heard before, mm-hmm. but I hadn't heard it before. Because yeah. a lot of times, big hits, you hear them somewhere. If you listen to music, whether yeah. it's radio, whatever it is, you're going to hear it somewhere. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. Matter of fact, she was one of those, I wouldn't say hidden treasures in the Jackson family, you know, but not as exposed as, you know, your Michael and the Jackson Five, Jermaine, you know, Janet.
Not as exposed and
no.
unfairly branded as a no talent.
But well, how? I mean, not by the industry?
Well, by the society, but that song proves otherwise.
It does.
Her voice sounded really good on that song.
It sure did. It did. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday Night Madness. Please let us know what you think about the show. You can go to the website, that's studio.w.buzz, studio.w.buzz, and leave a comment. Subscribe and leave a comment, please. The app on the via the Apple App Store, download Studio.W. Android, go to your Play Store, download Studio W, available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. And right now we're broadcasting live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, okay? And go to my fan page, that's Studio W_Buzz, and like it. I like it. You can leave a comment there as well, okay? As well as LinkedIn and Twitter. Wow, we got a lot more music to go, Professor.
Okay.
This jam right here coming up. Look, I'll let it speak for itself.
All right.
Cold-blooded.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is my jam right here, man. This is my jam.
Oh, God.
Hey, look, folks. Sex. Don't break in the hips. Damn, all right? Don't do it. We are not responsible, right, Professor?
Absolutely.
We have no insurance.
Who do you? Girl, who do you belong to? My point of view is, girl, I think you're hot. If we talked, what words could I describe? There's no dictionary book to explain how you look. Girl, I think you're so sexy, sexy, sexy. Cold-blooded. What more can I say? Sexy, sexy, sexy. Cold-blooded. The way you walk. Sexy. The way you talk, baby.
Blah! baby, don't you know that you're too much? You're too hot. Don't you know you're like a candle? I'm the only man that handles you. Just turn me up, baby, 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 don't be so cold-blooded. Ooh, la, 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 la. Who do you, girl, who do you belong to? My point of view.
Mary Jane Girls. Monday Night Man is at it again. We at it again.
Song.
But we still like the boys.
Boys.
We like the boys. We like the boys.
I like the girls.
Right?
We like the boys. But we still like the boys. We like the boys.
Hey, girls.
What?
Check that out.
Monday Night Madness at its finest. This is an IMWB, and to my left, the Professor, Mr. Elroy Ward, the third.
Yes.
Yes, right, a.k.a. Professor Pop Culture. Man, oh, man, this joint is rocking. This place is on fire.
Mm.
I said fire.
Mm. Not fire, fire.
I said fire.
All right.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, what a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are enjoying. Professor, Mary James Girls, Rick James. Let's start there.
Okay.
Lord, just like many of our mega, mega, mega stars, gone too soon, man. Gone too soon. And what a talented man.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Hey, and along with Tina Marie, who passed not too long after.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, you know, really a staple in 80s funk. And you find that he was enterprising with starting the Mary Jane Girls as a sideline. Mm. Cold-blooded, he played all the instruments on himself. Okay? And that was a song that was written for his girlfriend at the time, who was... Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, he starts the Mary Jane Girls, during a time in the early 80s when he was feuding with Prince, because Prince was on the Fire Up tour, and that's when the two of them just kind of went at it. And he mentioned, and he admitted by his mistake that he mentioned to him, "I'm going to start a girl group." So Prince took that idea and created Vanity Six.
Is that what caused the riff?
No.
Or was the riff before
that? No, the riff was before that, because Prince opened for him, and Prince would his opening act show was getting more play from the audience than
Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, that would do it.
Mm.
Oh, you take these stars, especially. You know, especially if they're big stars, right?
Right.
Let's put it like this. A few of them have a huge ego.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, you cannot upstage me if I'm supposed to be the mega, mega star
here. That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I recall one time I was at the Moscow Auditorium. I had the pleasure of seeing George Benson. That's who I went to see.
Yes.
Minnie Riperton was the opening act.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie Riperton ended up being the act.
That is just amazing.
I mean, she was absolutely phenomenal. And before that, I liked Minnie, you know, sort of, kind of, you know.
Okay.
Okay. I wasn't used to that a whistle range, you know, that she sang in, right? I wasn't, you know, okay. Because I was more like in a Temptations type, Smokey Robinson,
okay,
you know, type thing, right?
You mean back then?
Back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw her live, I fell in love.
That did.
It was it was so awesome. Like, she opened, I mean, like, oh my gosh, she got standing ovation after standing ovation after standing ovation, right? When she came off, now, let's put it like this. George Benson was great. She was greater.
That's amazing.
She was so great.
Yeah.
That, to our surprise, which was a real treat, George invited her to come back on stage with him.
Good gracious.
And she helped him close out.
Wow.
One of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
Man.
And I've seen many. I've seen many. Oh, my goodness. This is Monday Night Madness. The Mary Jane Girls, briefly about them. What happened? Because they're no longer on the scene, right?
Right. Yeah, they just kind of just fizzled out.
You know what? Good term.
Yeah. They officially broke up in 1987, but that was not a good time for Rick. Rick was kind of going down during that time. You know? And although they were very successful, they still needed him as in a sort of a supervisory role, you know. So.
Oh, wow. We've got M. Tume.
All right.
Juicy Fruit. Oh, yeah. This is my jam. Uh-oh. I had to slide it in the mix. Had to slide it in the mix.
All right.
Monday Night Madness, ladies and gentlemen. Monday night.
That's it.
Studio W.
That is it.
The baddest on the planet.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all still with me?
I like it.
I need it. I need it.
You see?
Oh, girl.
Hey.
You are your one sugar thing, my
Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? 911. I got to drop the mic. I have to drop the mic.
All right. What's going on?
You know what's going on. I have a question. Somebody need to call 911. Is there a doctor in the house?
Is it that bad?
Is a doctor in the house? Oh, my God. Kim Rogers. Okay, cut it out. Hey, 7-Up. Yeah, you too. Beverly Haynes. Oh, my. Oh, I'm just acknowledging some of our favorite fans here. But that song itself for me, man. Woo. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. If you say so.
Professor, don't play. Stop playing, Professor. You know, Professor, you're not slick, bro.
No.
You're okay. Not with me.
Okay.
Okay, you smooth. I know you're a smooth cat, right? But don't play the, don't do that. Oh my God. You know, I'm going to the next song right here. I'm fresh out of nerve pills. I can't take this.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Monday night, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to switch it all the way up.
Switch it. That's it.
Oh, geez.
I know, right?
David Lee.
Let's do it.
Let's put our heads together. Joy Negro. Oh. You know, while we're at it, we might as well rock this thing. We might as well. I ain't got nothing better to do. This is Studio W, baddest on the planet. And I'm telling you right now, because I am WB, sitting next to the professor.
Professor of Pop Culture.
That's him. Get on the move. How? think it's gonna have to go in the mix, Professor. It's gonna have to go in the mix. Get on the move. Get on the move. Hey, where's Jazz tonight? Let's get
on the move. I don't know.
Jazz, stop playing. Let us know. Let's get on the move. Get on the move. Man, I'm having fun. Along going on here. Come on, come on, and now. Oh, yeah. I told
yes.
you. You know, you're well aware of the title of this show.
I am.
Monday Night Madness.
It's madness.
Huh?
Madness.
What do they expect? Madness.
Madness.
Oh, my God. Okay. Since you guys don't know who this lady is, I said... We've just set off a 5 alarm. She said more like a 10 alarm.
Oh, gosh.
Before that, she said, yes, got a little heart in here. And she spelled it H-E-R. Then she said, correction, here, H-E-R-E. And I said, no, you said it right the first time. You just left off one R. Okay. Is that doctor on the way? Did you dial 911, Professor?
What? No. Do you want me to?
No.
Oh, okay.
leave well enough alone. Oh, this is Monday Night Madness at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. You're here with me, WB, and the Professor.
And the Professor.
This is Anita Baker.
Squeeze me.
I'm not responsible for this list. The professor is the butler. The butler did it. Man, I love Anita Baker. We'll be right back. that girl. Wow.
Now that's a funky one from Anita Baker.
It is. I never heard that. You picked that song.
Yeah, I believe it's off of her 1983 LP, her debut LP, The Songstress, from Beverly Glenn Records. Mm. That was, without her knowing about it, production financed by Freeway Rick Ross.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great stuff.
Yeah, man. It,
to me, Anita Baker is underrated.
Yes.
To a large degree. Mm-hmm. Hey, did we do a show on her?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God.
Probably twice.
Well, okay.
Which?
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Over 4 years? Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one by her. You said... This is relatable, relative, or tell you what. More after this.
All righty. Oh, yes.
Oh? Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where's that doctor? Okay.
Yeah, I'm in line behind you for the doctor.
Bring two stretchers. Oh my. Oh.
You, baby.
Man.
Stay with me. And you will see my arms.
Oh my goodness.
Hold you, baby. Never leave. Cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love.
Oh my, 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 my. I don't play.
Oh.
Oh. Presses, drop the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a pure conniption over here. Is conniption, is conniption a word?
Of course it is.
Okay, well then that's what I was having.
Sweet Man. Love, Anita Baker. Okay, that made the Quiet Storm radio for the 1980s. Also, BET, if you remember. He's having a conniption. Don't worry about him. If you remember BET.
Let me have my conniption.
You can. Oh, you can.
You. Okay. It's a free, you know, it's free country.
You can.
I can have a conniption I want.
Yes, you can. Monday through Friday evenings on BET in the 1980s, you had video soul from 8 to 10 p.m., I think, with Donnie Simpson as the host. And then at 10, you had Video Vibrations, which was the Quiet Storm video show. Yes, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Oh.
And that video in the 80s was a staple. So, yeah, man, good old days, was it?
Man.
Thinking, man.
Look here. Let me get my nerves together.
Okay.
can I do that?
Yes.
Professor. The only way I know how to do that. That's the only way I know how to do that.
Well, yeah, that's how you do it, alright. Radio staple since, what, 74?
It's the baddest on the planet. The buzz, I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, you gotta tell somebody about this station. It is off the chizang. Chizars, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Tell somebody. A lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all. Give me the bridge now. I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. Give me the bridge now. I feel like busting loose. Busting loose now. Busting loose in the evening, busting loose can be pleasing. Talking about busting loose, y'all.
when you want to deal. Busting loose, doing what you feel. Talking about busting loose now. Busting loose when you want to sing. Busting loose, baby, do your thing. Talking about busting loose, girl. Busting loose when you want to sing. Busting loose, baby, do your thing.
Y'all doing that?